This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at the Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the combination of biotechnology and biomass in the 21st century forms a crucial foundation for a developed India as a bioeconomy. He highlighted that in the past 10 years, the bioeconomy has jumped from $10 billion to $150 billion today. The Prime Minister also lauded the release of the Genome India data, hailing it as a historical step for research and healthcare in the nation. Mr. Modi mentioned that genome sequences of 10,000 Indians from various groups have been analyzed and its data is now available at the Indian Biological Data Center. The data can be used by researchers, scientists, and scholars across India. During the event, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh released the framework for exchange of data protocols and launched the IBDC Data Access Portal. Dr. Singh said that the last decade has been a game changer for biotechnology in India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is committed to transforming the Indian police forces into smart forces to successfully meet the challenges of policing as well as internal security. Mr. Shah said this while chairing a review meeting at the Bureau of Police Research and Development in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Shah took an overview of the 6 divisions of Bureau as well as their achievements, ongoing tasks and future roadmap. He also took a special review of the efforts and initiatives of the Bureau of Police Research and Development towards the implementation of the new criminal laws. Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has filed a fresh FIR against Karthi Chidambaram, son of former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram and Congress MP, in an alleged corruption case. The case involves a suspicious payment made by alcoholic beverage company Diageo Scotland and Sequoia Capital to Advantage Strategic Consulting Private Limited, a company controlled by Karthi Chidambaram and one of his close aides. The FIR alleges that Karthi Chidambaram provided relief to Diageo Scotland in relation to a ban on the duty-free sale of its whiskey in India. The case is linked to alleged irregularities in the lifting of a ban on the company's sale of duty-free liquor in India in 2008. Mumbai-based Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited handed over the 6th Scorpene submarine Vagshir of Project P-75 to the Indian Navy yesterday. According to an official statement, the advanced technology used in the Scorpene ensures superior stealth features and the capability to launch precise attacks using guided weapons. Vagshir can launch attacks with both torpedoes and tube-launched anti-ship missiles, whether submerged or on the surface. The submarine is capable of performing a variety of missions including anti-surface warfare, anti-submarine warfare, intelligence gathering and area surveillance. Vagshir also features a high level of automation with a sophisticated integrated platform management system and combat management system that integrates diverse equipment, systems and sensors. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has chaired a high-level review of ISRO's major upcoming space missions, including India's first uncrewed orbital mission under Gaganyaan. In addition, 2 GSLV missions, a commercial launch of LVM-3, and the ISRO-NASA collaboration on the synthetic aperture radar NISAR satellite are scheduled this year. The minister was joined alongside the outgoing ISRO chairman Dr. S. Somnath, his successor Dr. V. Narayanan, and other senior officials. During the review meeting, Dr. Singh lauded ISRO's efforts in fostering innovation and advancing India's position as a space-faring nation. In the Men's Hockey India League, Vedanta Kalinga Lancers defeated Team Gonasika 2-1 in Rourkela, Odisha. Lancers captain Aaron Zalewski scored the decisive second goal, giving the team the lead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.